today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
By the name of our Lord, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome. Dear brothers and sisters, this episode of today's special is about our relation with the Holy Quran. And today is Sunday, 3rd of the month of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, let's listen to chapter Al-Waqi'a, verses 77 to 82, and then the important point of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنه لقرآن كريم.
Indeed, it is a noble Quran.
في كتاب مكنون.
In a register well protected.
لا يمسه إلا المطهرون.
None touch it except the purified.
تنزيل من رب العالمين.
It is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds.
أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون.
Then is it to this statement that you are indifferent?
وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون.
And make the thanks for your provision that you deny the provider.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The attribute Karim in these ayahs employed for the glorious Quran refers to God Almighty, the most generous and the most benevolent, and the same attribute also designates a human virtue. The Arabic word also reflects the great merit of the Holy Quran and its eloquence and rhetorical figures, as well as its interesting contents, since it is revealed by the Lord, who is the origin of perfection and beauty. God Almighty is the origin of the revelation as well as the goal of the Holy Quran.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban bin nuri wal iman. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان
إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان.
Our relation with the Holy Quran. Dear brothers, dear sisters, definitely at a time when we are surrounded by thousands of problems, we need to know what is the truth and reality of the Quran. How can it take us out of darkness? The Quran is available with us in the form of a book. So can we ask this question to the Quran itself? At the very outset, the Quran declares that it is not the product of human mind. Rather, it is revealed to the Prophet Muhammad in Mecca during 7th century. The Quran declares in chapter 39, verse 1, the revelation of the Quran is from Allah, the Most Mighty, the Most Wise. With more emphasis, we are informed, this is the book of Allah. There is no doubt in it. Chapter 2, verse 2. We are reminded again and again in the Quran that it is not from any human being, but from Allah, who is all-wise, all-aware, all-knowledgeable, all-powerful. It is also made clear that the Quran was revealed to the heart of the Prophet Muhammad. It confirms the books revealed before it and is guidance and good tidings to the people. Again, this concept is in chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, verse 97.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about our relationship with the Holy Quran. The Quran is Allah's message to humanity. It helps him deal with human weaknesses. It chalks out the path for those who aspire the love of their Creator, and promotes brotherhood, justice, and compassion. It calls on humans to use their intellect and reflect on the world around them. The Quran is referred to as Ruh, life-giving inspiration. The Quran inspires and sustains our intellectual, moral, and spiritual life. A scholar states, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed Jibreel to reveal the Quran. He was thus made the most superior of all angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Nabi, the Prophet of Islam, as the recipient and messenger of this Quran. He was thus made the most noble of all prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the month of Ramadan for the revelation of the Quran. It was made the most noble of all months.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
And on the continuation of today's special, ways to reignite your relationship with the Quran. One way is making the Quran lead you. Think about this: money, possessions, work, relationships with others. What is it that drives your daily life choices? Not many would like to admit they are being led by money. However, by following them, often subconsciously we let things or people lead us. And ironically, most of these drives are not benefiting us at all in the hereafter. Messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "The Quran is an intercessor, and its intercession is accepted and its plea is believed. Whoever makes it lead him, it leads him to paradise. And whomsoever places it behind him, the result would be that he is dragged to the fire. Ask Allah, the Most High, to make the Quran your leader and forgive and protect you from places your relationship with Allah's book on the bottom of your list."
في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح ويطوي عثرة المجروح.
Now and at this time, let's look at Quranic qualities in the character of our third Imam, Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon him. On the Day of Judgment, the Holy Quran shall intercede for those who were particular in its recitation. Imam al-Husayn too shall intercede for those who visit his grave and mourn over his afflictions. With respect to eloquence and its profound concepts and meanings, the noble Quran is a miracle. The entire personality of Imam al-Husayn, even the sacred dust of Karbala, is a miracle personified. This is manifested regularly in the different concerns of the world from the things attributed to him. Assalamu alayk, ya Abu Abdullah.
People wonder, why do certain chapters in the Holy Quran begin with these symbols? What do they mean? It's a mystery for us. Why does God speak using disconnected letters? There are two primary purposes for these disconnected letters. The first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is demonstrating to humanity, look at this book, this miracle. What is it composed of? This Quran, which contains references to science, to history, to law, to psychology, to sociology, the eloquence that's unmatched in the Holy Quran. What is this book made of? Simple letters. Alif, Lam, Mim. Ayn, Sin, Qaf. Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Sad. It's through these letters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is challenging humanity. Look at this final miracle. It's composed of letters. Can you produce anything like the Holy Quran? Bring it forth if you can. This was a beautiful way for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi to inform his society that this book is from Allah, and look at the miraculous aspect of it. Very simple. Letters that you use every single day in your life. Allah, out of these letters, he composes a miracle. This is one purpose that these letters serve. The second purpose is the symbolism behind them. So what does Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Sad mean? According to our tafsir, the deeper layer meanings of the Holy Quran, Prophet Zakariya was supplicating to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him the name of the five, the best of his creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Zakariya about the last messenger and his family. So Allah tells Zakariya, "I want you now to know the status of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, Hussein."
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul. Most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat. Al-Qur'an Nurun wa Bayan. Al-Qur'an Hadiyul Iman. Al-Qur'an Miskul Khitan. Ya Qur'an, alayka salam.